I hope you're doing well. I want to say that what I'm about to talk about is very serious. There have been a lot of very serious things to hit our economy in the last few years. Our president is one of them. But my point is that desperate times call for desperate measures. But at the same time, not everything is all doom and gloom. When bad things happen, if you see them ahead and you just pivot, you can make a lot of money. You could save your family. You could save your friends, the family that thinks you're crazy. Point being is this, even this channel being smacked down by the Supreme Court and the president going in and hitting all the views, whatever, you know, there's always a way. There's always a shining light. So there's always some different way. With that being said, I'm always trying to figure out ways, and I'm going to read this story to you. It's out of Zero Hedge. It's entitled, "The Money Supply Continues Its Biggest Collapse Since the Great Depression." M2 money supply is collapsing as we speak, and most people have no comprehension of it. We're going to talk about it, and then we're going to talk about how you can save a lot of money, save a lot of heartache, and make money with it. Oh, by the way, I got a special request and I thank you for it. The bundle deal didn't work out for some people. They asked for more of those 80% off links for the How to Prepare for the Real Estate Crash course. It's down below. It's $199. When they're gone, they're gone. And again, this is the last month. That course will be offered at all to anyone new. All right, so here we go. So let's dive in. Look, the ninja's trying to figure out ways to advertise and make some money. So I've come up with some really good ideas. Sorry, I should redact that, but let's go ahead and start. Can you guys hear me? Just making sure. We're going to talk about this story out of Zero Hedge. Oh, and Carlos, I love you, man. He wanted a shout out. Everyone say hello to Carlos. He is moderating today. Thank you so much. All right, here we go. The money supply continues its biggest collapse since the Great Depression. It says money supply growth fell again in October, remaining deep in negative territory after turning negative in November of 2022 for the first time in 28 years. Can you believe that? October's... Who is this guy? Tell me down in the comments. This is Clayton. I love Clayton. Clayton's an awesome guy, but he's getting some free advertising. And you want to know why? Do you want to know why? See, when I started this YouTube channel, I wanted to help people. Not only did I learn, I've learned this before in other businesses. It's a serious side note, but I can't help but laugh. You know, when you help other people, it comes back to you tenfold. And in the beginning of starting my YouTube channel, I actually got screwed over by a handful of YouTubers that really didn't amount to much. They just, you know, they're takers. Take. And you probably know, if you've been following me a long time, I really like to highlight smaller channels and help them out. And then my success just grew. And then I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to stop with the small people. Let's help the big people too. Let's give them free advertising. You're welcome, Clayton. He's probably cracking up at this. All right, here we go. Since April, we're going to get back to the serious news and how we're going to absolutely crush the elites. Since April of 2021, money supply growth has slowed quickly, and since November, we've been seeing the money supply repeatedly contract year over year. The last time the year over year change in the money supply slipped into negative territory was November of 1994. At that time, negative growth continued for 15 months, finally turning positive again in January of 96. Money supply growth has now been negative for 12 months in a row during October of 2023. The downturn continued as year-over-year growth in the money supply was at a negative 9.33%. That's up slightly from September's rate decline, which was of negative 10.49% and was far below October 22's rate of 2.14%, with negative growth now falling near or below negative 10% for the eighth month in a row. The money supply metric that they're talking about is the metric developed by Murray Rothbard and Joseph Salerno, and is designed to provide a better metric of money supply functions than M2. You know, let's not get into all that stuff. You know, M2, M3, who gives a crap? Okay, the point being is this. The money in the bank that's in checking accounts, savings accounts, money market accounts. No. Cashier's checks. There's a couple other things. Point being is, we're live. I can't remember everything. Man. All right. All of that is fleeing into money market accounts. So it's actually hurting the small banks really bad because not a lot of small banks offer money market accounts. So as people are screaming for yield, they're starved for yields, any kind of return, right? They're moving their money out of these small banks into the bigger banks. The bigger banks are helped a lot, and it's crushing these small banks, okay? See where this is going, right? Banking system's in total, utter collapse. All right. I know it saddens. Not all of us can be doom and gloom all the time. So I'm trying, hold on, let me just. Is that a doom and gloom look? Come on, Clayton, you're the best at this. All right. Says the fact that the money supply is shrinking at all is remarkable because the money supply in modern times almost never gets smaller. The money supply has now fallen by 2.8 trillion since the peak in April of 2022. A lot of things peaked. It's like Biden. Proportionally, the drop in money supply since 2022 is the largest fall we've seen since the Depression. So, you know, when all your family or friends are going, you're nuts, you're crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist. Can't you just say something positive? Yeah, they're dumb. Hey, do me a favor, just real quick. If you got some dumb people in your life that can't listen to reason and truth, just type dumb down below. I've got them. I just wish I could type right now, but I'm all thumbs. All right, here we go. In spite of the recent drop in total money supply, the trend in money supply remains well above what existed during the 20-year period from 1989 to 2009. To return to this trend, the money supply would have to drop at least another $3 trillion or so, or 15%, down to a total below $15 trillion. Moreover, as of October, total money supply was still up 32% since January of 2020. What does this mean? I don't know. Give me a second. Since 2009, the total money supply is now up nearly 186%. It's crazy to watch the money supply as it contracts and where we are now with gold. Gold is so strong compared to real estate. As real estate's been climbing in price, not in velocity, right? Gold has been really strong. This has not happened in the last 50, 60 years. It absolutely blows my mind. Now, do I believe we're going to see a little bit of retracement in gold? Absolutely. Do I believe in the last couple weeks people are getting a little overzealous, gambling on all this, rate lowering bets? Absolutely. Do I believe that rates are going to go higher before they go lower? Yes. Now, I'm not talking about like the next day or two, but that trend is not your friend right now. And the Federal Reserve is making it very clear, like, you guys not paying attention? Like, Jerome Powell probably just like tapping the mics. Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Like, nobody's listening to me. There's so many darn opportunities already forming right now. You just go to Facebook and look at how many people are listing luxury items now. Type 3 if you know what I'm talking about. Like, I've been watching Facebook Marketplace absolutely blow up in the last 2 months. It's crazy to think everyone on CNBC is just touting mortgage demand is back, rates are falling. Like, dude, mortgage rates are at the same spot they were in end of August. You really think you won one with this? No, you didn't. The fact of the matter is, oh, real quick. Hey, just check if you've been unsubscribed. Shh, I won't tell anybody, but they're keeping the box that says subscribed white and they just take the D off. Just check, just curious. Somebody at Google told me to ask you guys that. Point being is this. There are a lot of people that are losing their jobs right now. They're losing their homes and they're not talking about it. That exact same thing happened in 2006. I went to some of these dinner parties, one of them, which I was abruptly kicked out of, when they were telling me they bought yet another rental. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop buying these rentals at the top of the market. They kicked me out. They were divorced within 3 years. They lost everything. But I remember people crying at these dinner parties, you know, when they finally lost jobs, they were losing their homes. And it's awkward. It's very awkward. The ninja won't be invited to any of those parties anymore. But at least I got you guys. I think we're in a moment with this M2 money supply shrinking, with Saudi Arabia just straight up gave us the middle finger and they've pledged their allegiance to China, like in so many different ways, absolutely is mind blowing. Who would have thought If 5 years ago or even 2 years ago, I would have said, I would never even thought this. No one's going to show up to buy our bonds. 30-year debt offering. Nobody's showing up. And then there's all these like hacks on banks and all this kind of crazy stuff happening. You know what I mean? My point being is, you never know until you know it, right? And I've always known that this next coming collapse is going to be wild. It's going to blow people's minds. It'll blow my mind. But to think that we're in a time where the government can't even sell 30-year treasuries, and there's going to be some cooked books and some smoke and mirrors coming out pretty soon, because they're going to do everything they can to keep the truth away from the public, especially Wall Street, that countries aren't showing up to buy our debt anymore. And as this evolves, you're going to see panic. Now, what also blows me away is how everybody's super stoked on the NASDAQ and the S&P right now and all this stuff. While all these billionaires are selling, it's actually so darn easy. You know, you want to talk about the biggest life and time hack there is? Go find people that have been through times financially that you haven't been through and buy them coffee and ask them about it. Or talk to them about, you know, what you could do to save time, and they will gladly teach you this. I learned this in a lot of courses from, or when I paid for mentorships with successful people. And it's insane how you could get all information out there in the world in books. You could get it free on YouTube. But it's not until you're invested enough that you realize, I got to take this stuff serious. I've got to really contemplate this as truth. Most people don't contemplate a collapse in the markets as even, they don't even comprehend it. Yet we've seen 50% of the Dow Jones been wiped out twice since the year 2020, twice. And this time you think it can't happen again? Why? Because the chart's up way up here, where last time it was up here and fell 50%, it was up here, fell 50%, but now it's up here outside of camera view. Oh, it can't fall 50% this time. Yeah, get ready. Look, the point is life isn't all doom and gloom. It's truth. There's bad things that are happening. But all you need to do is position yourself, pivot just a little bit, and go and crush it. Real estate's gonna fall. There's gonna be some interesting tweaks happening in 2024. I've already warned everybody about it. Remind everybody that's got the Real Estate Crash Course to look at my latest update video for you guys. And there's another one coming out. I'm gonna release it tonight. So free, it's to everyone that already has a course. But you need to realize that there's ways to actually go out and crush it and do it with a smile. If you guys want the course, I'm closing it off to all new students as of January 1st. I'm going to put some more 80% off links down below to just the How to Prepare for the Real Estate Crash course. I hope you guys got something from this. Thank you so much for watching. That being said, the Economic Ninja is out.